Method of conveying and accepting feedback is interpreted in this model. A Johari is represented as a common window with four panes. Two of these panes represent self and the other represents the part unknown to self but to others. Now, let me take you back to the diagram. This is known to you and to others. That's why known to self, known to others. The information transfers from one pane to the other as a result of mutual trust, which can be achieved through socializing and the feedback got from other members of the group. How do you get feedback from people within your group? How do you get feedback? By socializing, interacting, having dialogue, communicating. That's how you get feedback. Now, open self, self area or arena. Here the information about a person, his attitude, behavior, emotions, feelings, skills and views will be known by the person as well as others. Say you're not working since the last 6 months. So someone asks you, where do you work now? So you'll say, I'm not working, right? I'm not working. So what's your attitude? Like, look, don't ask me, I'm not working. So the other person say, oh, I didn't know. Or you'll feel so bitter about it since you're not working. So your attitude, your emotions, your behavior, they come up. This is mainly the area where all the communications occur, and the larger the area becomes, the more effectual and dynamic your relationship will be. Because I'm very open to what I want to convey. I'm very frank and honest with what I want to say. So open area. Now, we again go to the diagram, which is known as blind spot. Now, when I talk of blind spot, not known to self, known to others. Now, not known to self and known to others, that's why it's called blind spot. You're blind to it. It's not known to you, but it's known to others. Now, if it is not known to you and known to others, what could it be? Say I meet you on the road and I say, hi, how are you? And I'm blinking. So you'll say, I'm good, but why are you blinking so much? So I'll say, am I? So, not known to self, known to others. We will now take the PowerPoint slide to explain the blind spot. Information about yourself that others know in a group, but you are unaware of it. Others may interpret yourselves differently than you expect. The blind spot is reduced through seeking feedback from others. So the moment you tell me, why are you blinking so much? So I realize and I may stop it. Your mastery over an art of asking questions will be useful for this purpose. So, how come you're blinking so much? Is there something in your eye? So, what am I doing? Just saying, you know what? You're blinking too much. A better way. Is there something in your eye? Because you're blinking a lot. So, your mastery over an art of asking questions. We now go back to the diagram. Third, known to self, not known to others. Hidden area. Now why? It is known to me but not known to others. So what can be a hidden area? See, I'm driving the car and I listen to ghazals. I listen to Sufi music. So my friend will say, oh, I didn't know you listen to Sufi music or ghazals. I said, of course I do while driving. I always do. I'm listening to it since the last 8 years. We'll say, oh, I really didn't know that. Right? Now, she may be my best friend, but she didn't know. So, it is a hidden area. Why? Maybe I never revealed it. Maybe she never asked me what kind of music you listen to. So, it is a hidden area not known to others. Now, hidden area means, again, I have that intrapersonal communication, that thought process. Oh, you know what? Today while driving, I'll listen to Sufi music. So, intra. We will go to the PowerPoint slide to explain hidden area. Information that is known to you but will be kept unknown from others. Now personal, like it's my choice of music. I don't need to maybe disclose. This includes feelings, past experiences, fears, secrets. So I feel I don't need to disclose. Or probably, you know, I've worked before and I realize that My boss is absolutely short-tempered and rude. But I never shared it with anyone. But that has now got into me as a fear. I never shared with anyone because I did not feel the need to discuss this with anybody. The hidden area must be reduced by moving the information to open area. I should talk this over to others to let others know how I feel since my boss is so short-tempered. Should discuss this with others. As the trust among the members of the group grows, there will be more disclosure. You can discuss more. We again go to the diagram. Unknown. Something which is neither known to you nor others. So you get up one day and say, you know what? You tell your mom, you know what? You had a dream. So your mom said, what was the dream? You say, I can't recall. So neither known to you nor others. So this ideally is unknown. Not known to self, not known to others. So we need to understand from this diagram that here it is known to others, known to self, known to others, not known to self. That's why it's called blind. And here it is not known to others, known to self. That's why it's hidden. Now, why is it hidden? Simple logic. It's hidden so others don't know it. Why is it unknown here? Because neither you know it nor others know it. So these are ways and means of inter and intrapersonal communication. What is interpersonal communication here? What I know, others know. What are my fears, feelings, emotions, anxiety? Others know of it too, because I've discussed openly. What is unknown here? Something which I myself don't know, how will you know? So no discussion, nothing to say. Right? So when we talk ideally of the Johari window, feedback solicitation, what is it? It is a process which occurs by understanding and listening to the feedback from another person. Through this way, the open area can be increased horizontally, decreasing the blind spot. When I say the open area can be increased horizontally, that means I am at a platform where I can relate to a few people and tell them all about what I feel. People whom I share a rapport with, people whom I consider to be mine. That means that sense of belongingness, that bonding. The size of the area can be increased downwards by reducing hidden and unknown areas. Why do I need to hide information? So, I can probably work on that too. Why can't I be frank and discuss and share? By revealing your feelings to the other person. Here the person provides or discloses feedback to the group. When I talk ideally of hidden, I am not sharing information. Now, there could be a reason or no reason. That means it can be intentional or unintentional. What does it serve in terms of purpose to you? Do you feel not revealing this information will help? Do you feel revealing this information will help? So, a lot to do with what the information is, a lot to do with your ability to disclose, your ability to share information, and a lot to do with what perception you have in terms of your thought process. That if I share this with somebody, say my colleague, will it go well or will it be taken as a topic of discussion and gossip? We've discussed blind spot. We've discussed hidden area of facade. It's called facade, right? So when you talk of facade, you are hiding something or probably a false impression which you create through your behavior because you're hiding that emotion or feeling. Unknown area, as we said, information which is not known to yourself as well as others. This includes the information, feeling, capabilities, talents. This can be due to traumatic past experiences or events which can be unknown for a lifetime. The person will be unaware till he discovers his hidden qualities and capabilities or through observation of others. Open communication is an effective way to decrease the unknown area and thus to communicate effectively. Now, when we were discussing the Johari window, as we said, the relation between inter and intrapersonal communication. So thoughts that go on within the mind and communication between two or more people. So we continue. Sita initially spent her free time sketching in the office, which was her preferred pastime. And her co-workers found her very shy and elusive. The situation would have remained the same if there was no feedback from the group how it was finding her elusive. With that feedback, she tried to be more talkative and interacted with other co-workers. So what happened? She probably, now we can take two aspects here. If I'm a shy person, I may not be aware till someone tells me. Or if I'm a shy person, I may only get aware when I introspect. I understand from within that I need to change as a personality. When I have my free time, I'm just, you know, it's called doodling, where you just make circles, circles, circles. You probably do that. Or like they're saying that it was her preferred pastime to sketch. So somewhere you're probably doing this maybe just out of that wish not to interact with anybody. You're doing this probably you prefer being away from others. You're doing this since you're shy and you don't wish to communicate. Could be a lot of factors. There was an open communication now and the group started knowing more about each other. This helped her to increase her open area of knowledge. Since she was willing to communicate with others, there was open communication. This helped to increase her open area of knowledge and thus making the hidden and unknown areas smaller. Through the feedback Sita got from a co-worker, she could perform well in the office and a real capacity could be obtained as a result of an effective interaction among the colleagues. So we need to understand ideally that when we speak of Sita, she ideally got the feedback from others. Now, also in this case, she was willing to take that kind of feedback. See, very often when feedback is given, people are not willing to accept or take that kind of feedback. In this case, she was willing to take that kind of feedback. So that made a difference. Since she was open to accepting what others told of her, it was an unknown area to her in this case. Since it was an unknown area, she only got to know from the others and decided to make way for change. So, as we said, unknown area. We've discussed this diagram before. When we talk of this diagram, as we said, open, blind, as the name suggests, open, that means open to you as well as the others. Blind, as the name suggests, you are blind to it, but others are aware. Hidden. Something which we mean by the word hidden, it is not known to others. So you are hiding it. So it's known to you. And then you talk of unknown, neither to you nor the others. Example, you get frustrated in teams when they want to brainstorm ideas and you just want to get on with the task. Now, ideally brainstorming is actually a better way of dealing with members in a team. Ideally, brainstorming is a better way of interacting with one and all. Now, in this case, what is the focus on? That when we talk of brainstorming, it is basically letting each one come up with creative ideas. Very often, instead of brainstorming, also you try to collaborate, facilitate thinking, you know, collaboration in team, facilitation with team members, getting the others to interact in a manner by breaking the barriers. So what happens? For example, you get four people in a team. You ideally realize four of them don't get along well. So you have, you know, a team activity, for example, saying that who's your role model or who do you feel that, is a very effective orator or speaker, why, which is a favorite book. So you're getting people together in a group by involving them in this kind of an activity. You're helping them break the ice. If two of them who don't get along at all say, oh wow, we've read Shiv Kira's book, you can win. So the ability to interact, breaking the ice, realizing that in spite of not liking a person, you get along well on these fronts in terms of being voracious readers or in terms of ideally putting forward creative ideas. So when you explain where you're coming from, they understand better and realize that you play a vital role in getting things done. In sharing self-knowledge with others, you move it from your hidden area to open area. Now it means when you explain where you're coming from, what does that mean? That you're able to ideally explain that, look, my thought process is different, the kind of work I've done is different. You're able to share what you've done. You realize that the people whom you're with now, they ideally are from a different background as far as work is concerned. So it means from hidden area to open area. Example, You try a new task that you have previously shied away from. You discover new skills and expand your self-knowledge. Your friends see you performing the task well and their view of you changes. Why? You have ideally put in all the effort to get involved in a new task. They report their observations back to you and ideally this expands your self-knowledge again. So when you talk of a new task, what is the focus on? That you have been able to take the new task as a challenge and work towards it. Physical level of communication. Neuro-linguistic program, NLP, brought to our attention the importance of visual cues. Cues are hints, C-U-E-S, such as eye contact, gestures, movements, breathing, posture, right? Breathing also, if you breathe heavily, then it seems you're stressed, you're angry, you're worked up, right? Your breath moves in a manner depending on how you ideally are in terms of your feelings at that juncture. So if you're very stressed or angry, your breath will be heavy. So that's what they're saying. When used with integrity, techniques like matching and mirroring a person's stance and movements and words too can increase his or her receptivity to your message. Matching and mirroring. When we talk of matching, see, our thoughts are similar, they match. Mirroring is what you see exactly in the person which you wish to be or which you are. Take for example, you're working in an organization, you realize your director is far too enthusiastic, dynamic. So you feel, is this the way I want to see myself? Can I be in this manner? So matching and mirroring. To communicate effectively, it is helpful to physically align with others, connecting with them in form and movement. Auditory level of communication. The sound of our voice, including the tone, range and speed, affects how our messages are received and interpreted by others. For example, fast talkers will find it beneficial to slow their speech when speaking to a thoughtful, introverted person or risk being unheard. So when you speak too fast, of course, the pace is at a different level. It gets difficult for others to either absorb what you're saying, to focus, or they may even forget. Also, how we enunciate, inflect, and place emphasis on certain words affects how others interpret the meaning of what we say. So when we say, our tone, how we actually speak to others in terms of a tone, clarity, that all has a major emphasis on our way of communication. Emotional level of communication. Few people fully appreciate how our emotional states affect what we communicate and how the message is interpreted by the recipient. Aristotle's pathos represents an appeal to the audience's emotions. We are talking of ethos, logos, pathos here. Ethos, logos, pathos. Ethical appeal, logical appeal, emotional appeal. How do I convince? Emotional appeal has to be there, which means appealing through feelings. Logic is ability to convince through logic, which makes sense. And ethical appeal, you're not cheating or hiding or probably giving misinterpretation in terms of facts. You're being very clear with information. Are you more receptive to someone who is positive and upbeat or someone who is somber and critical? Whom are you more receptive to? Someone who's more upbeat, more enthusiastic than someone who's very, sober. Hi guys, how are you doing? So that leads to like communication which may not be that effective. Whereas someone who's dynamic, more upbeat, you'd prefer communicating with. Who is passionate and enthusiasm or flat and boring? The speaker's emotion puts the recipient in a particular state of mind and influences how the listener interprets what is said. So when we talk of emotional levels or auditory levels, like when you talk of auditory levels, enunciate. The word enunciate was used. What does enunciate mean? Pronounce appropriately. When you talk of inflect, ideally any sentence, the tense is important, the gender we cannot make a mistake. So we need to understand that when we talk any sentence has to be appropriate in terms of grammar, in terms of the tense used, that means in terms of the gender. All these aspects need to be looked into so that when we are talking to you, you hear clearly and you realize that there's no mistake in terms of the either the grammar or the, we talk of basic sentences in terms of construction of a sentence and various aspects which make a sentence sound appropriate. Energetic level of communication, also called the psychic level. This level of communication encompasses a vast range of unseen factors, including a person's level of consciousness, frequency or harmonics of the message, and other subtle energies. Some people seem to have an X factor, a unique presence, right? Some people have that aura, which is so, you know, catchy. Like how when you read a newspaper, you read an article, it's so gripping. That same way for that individual, you feel, wow, that kind of dynamism, that kind of presence, that kind of ability to interact, that kind of, you know, energy level, wish we had it, right? So the way the person presents himself or herself. So it's a unique presence that naturally imparts their messages to others with greater meaning. To communicate more effectively, hold the highest intention for the other person's well-being. This requires a unique level of mindfulness that is generally cultivated through practice. When we are centered within ourselves, we are more likely to access the psychic dimension that holds great treasures of insight into others, helping us communicate with greater ease. See, when we are more centered within ourselves, what does it mean? It means when I have that confidence, that skill, that ability, I know I will be able to hold the attention of the audience. And when I know that somewhere my presentation skills can be unique, so having a positive attitude towards myself will definitely create a positive attitude for the audience. Bringing all the levels of communication together, the verbal level is the content and what we say, the physical, that means the posture, presence of the person, auditory, how clear, right, pronunciations, that needs to be looked into, the emotional and energetic level, as discussed, represent how we convey a message. So we need to understand it's a combination of all of these, only then can communication be effective. These levels are interdependent as each level affects the other. For example, our emotional state affects our body language and our overall field influences our emotional state. We need to understand that how I'm feeling from within will show somewhere in my body language. And what I am doing will also affect my mind, thoughts and my feelings too. Simply becoming aware of these levels can be beneficial. When we see the complexities inherent in human communication, we can become more patient in our speech and more compassionate towards others and ourselves. To be effective, if we're discussing the summary now, to be effective communicator, you need to possess language skills, self-awareness, self-control, ability to be pleasant and clear, good manners and etiquette, listening skills and ability to understand non-verbal behavior, art of asking questions and knack for seeking and handling feedback. Johari window is a potent tool to enhance effective communication. But we need to understand that we need to possess all of these. If I only have self-control but not appropriate language skills, won't matter. I need to have a combination of all the language skills, self-control, self-awareness, ability to be pleasant, clear, good manners, etiquette, ability to be an effective listener, all those aspects. Effective communication is carried at verbal levels, physical levels, auditory levels, emotional levels, energetic levels. The verbal level is the content in what we say. I think we've just discussed these 2 points some time back, right? These levels are interdependent. They all are connected, as each level affects the other. For example, our emotional state affects our body language and our overall field influences our emotional state, we just discussed. Simply becoming aware of these levels can be beneficial. When we see the complexities inherent in human communication, we can become more patient in our speech and more compassionate towards others and ourselves. We have completed chapter 6. Thank you.